Since this week is Shavuos, so we start at the halachas of Yontov. Tag Rashi says, "Kol melachas avoda lo tasu." We learn from this that anything is us, which is also on Shabbos, is also on Yontov. In fact, it's a tshuva sam sefer. Sam sefer writes in a tshuva Chashimish Kuf Tzadikei that Kol's mechal Yontov is like mechal Shabbos. You know, Yontov, the Mishnah says in Megillah, it's a lav, and on if you do a even one of Lam Tes Melachos, you have a lav, and on Shabbos you have a chorus, a skila. But so Afal Pekein, you consider mechal Yontov like mechal Shabbos. The only things we are Neig Lahaka, which we learn from Sukkim, is Haitzah, carrying, and the Rambam seeks out the reason called Simchas Yontov. And the second reason, anything with Shach to Echol Nefesh. And just like it's also for you to do it on Shabbos, on Yontov, just like on Shabbos, anything's also on Shabbos, it's also to tell a guy to do something. Hu adin, it's also on Yontov to tell a guy to do Melacha for you. In fact, if Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz, if someone is an Israeli, he keeps only one day Yontov, and he comes to Chutz Laretz for Yontov, the din is, you can't ask him to do Melacha for you, for Ben Chutz Laretz. And even more than that, even if Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz can't do any Melacha. In fact, even Betzina, the Moshav, Shlom Zalman, they both have tshuva saying clearly, even Chati Chadon, to turn on a light, take a shower, all these things, is also for Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz for Yontov. You don't know me, that's okay, do everything. But here he has to do, even with Tzina, we all trust. Even though there's a Taz, it's Mako, but everyone argues on the Taz, and the consensus, and the Chashurim says, together, part together is Chen and Achash. The thing is, it's also even with Tzina. There is a Shaila, if let's say you travel to Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutzla travels to Eretz Yisrael. Traveling to Eretz Yisrael, so the Shaila is, in Eretz Yisrael, which is the second day Yontov, the second day Shavuos, is a regular weekday by them. Can I ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Melacha for you in Eretz Yisrael? Can you do that or not? It's a big machlokes apaiskim. If Shlomo Zalman is Mako, the Moshe has a tshuva, in fact, I think has two tshuvas on it, it says clearly it's Asa. But we're not going to go into that now. All right. Medicines.
What?
Ben Eretz Yisrael does Melacha with Tzina and Chutz.
No, it's part together, it's what it's going to do. It's what it's going to do. Yeah, right. But the Lashon Nachash, a strong Lashon, part together is Shechen and Nachash. Yehivan and Dindu Abonim. Alright. Medicines. Medicines on Shabbos, Halacha, to take medicine on Shabbos. You only not take medicine on Shabbos only if the category of a Chayla Shem B'Sakana. What's a Chayla Shem B'Sakana? There are three conditions mentioned in Paiskim. Mishnebura holds two conditions, and Ramosha and Masham hold the three conditions. So I'm going to mention the three conditions. One is someone has temperature that everyone holds that it's the din of a chayla. Nechlish haba, if someone feels weak enough, they have to lie down. Then the din is also din of chayla shem basakana. The third category is called mitzar haba. Someone has, let's say, bad toothache, bad stomachache, mitzar haba. Then the din is a din of chadashim asakana, and he's allowed to take medicines. So, medical tablets, capsules, and liquids, they're all okay. However, on Yontif, that's Shabbos. On Yontif, only the first day Yontif, all the halachas of Shabbos all halachas of Shabbos pertain only to the first day Yontif. However, the second day Yontif, Ramo says, the second day Yontif, you're allowed to take any medication, except second day Rosh Hashanah, because Yom HaRichter, or if the second day Yontif will come around Shabbos. Antibiotics, according to everybody, you're allowed to take it. Sometimes antibiotics you take for 10 days, sometimes one Shabbos or two Shabbosim, depends how when you start taking it. So then, the halach is, the antibiotic you're allowed to take on both days of Yontif, like Shabbos. Because why? Because it's infection in the body, and it's Shas Sakana. The medicines we're talking about you're allowed to take is only something you take orally. However, let's say someone has chapped lips and a lot of pain, or he needs is a bad rash, it's mitzar haba, to shmir, that's a shayla from a marach. And a marach is also even on second day yantif. A woman should do all her cooking before yantif whenever it's necessary. Do all her cooking. However, if the cooking on yantif it tastes better, then the din is you're allowed to do cooking on yantif. Whatever you need for yantif. People say raw chicken is you cook a fresh chicken on yantif, it tastes better than if it's there before yantif. You filter your fish is not like that. Filter fish, the house riser say, it doesn't make a difference if you cook it today, or you cook it on yantif itself, or you cook it every yantif. It doesn't make a difference. So things which don't make a difference, or certain salads. In fact, certain salads they say taste better because it ferments. It takes more. It marinates. So then it's okay. Then it's better to do it before yantif.
Is medicine rolling for
Tums? Is that medicine? Is it kosher? Yeah. Tums, okay. If it's kosher, you could. A heartburn, we'll make it on yantif. On Shabbos and yantif, we're allowed to take. If someone has heartburn, on Shabbos and yantif, we're allowed to take. We're not learning for Shabbos now.
When they said medicine, they could choose to.
But something has to do with heartburn that we allow. Okay, it's a bialocha.
If you're taking it for the calcium,
what's
it?
No, I'm just saying if you have heartburn.
I'm asking if you're taking it for the calcium.
Is it a heartburn or not? No, then you shouldn't. Okay. Second day yantif is okay. Huh?
The vitamins are massive.
I didn't say vitamins.
That's like a vitamin. Calcium is like a vitamin.
If it's vitamins, then you could take. If it's a vitamin, then you could take it on. Then you could take it on Shabbos also. Okay.
All right. Whole day or just part of the day, or what's the
enough that you can't, you're wiped out, you're laying down, you know. Yeah, you can lay down, you can't go, you can't function. Okay? Alright. The din is to cook on yantif is mutter, and you have to cook a lot before you eat the meal. And then if you cook, let's say, two chickens, three chickens, even though some of the chicken you're going to eat for the second day yantif, but the facts are when you cook a number of chickens together in the same pot, the chicken tastes better. It's going to be housewives, I'll tell you, it tastes better because there's more juice in there. Okay. Alright. You're allowed to also, the price can speak out, you're allowed to make extra, even if a vada you won't need it. For instance, you have guests. No one to take last piece of chicken, no one to take a last piece of kugel. So you're allowed to normally make a little bit extra. Even though something's going to, you know for sure, something left over for the next day yantif, but that's called like doing for that day, and you don't have to be exact. To cook ben hashmashes, let's say yantif comes on Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday evening after shkia, you now to cook for the night. You have to wait mamish to taste the kachavim, because if you cook from one day yantif to the next day yantif, you're either issa daraisa of a bishul, because that's for that the yantif. The head of bishul is going for that day, not for one day to the next day. So you now have to cook from one day yantif to the next day yantif. So who are doing? You have to wait to say the chavim. Normally keep 50, 60, 72, but normally keep for Shabbos. That's what you should be machma for preparing for the night meal on Wednesday night. One second. And even to cook ben hashmashes for ben hashmashes, when it's negeya daraisa, then the dinner is like carrying Hadlakas Neiris, smoking a cigarette, the same thing, you can't smoke from Ben Hashmashes to Ben Hashmashes. Why? Because each second, it could be, the first second is Yom, and the next second is Laila. So therefore, you can't even smoke a cigarette during those who are not to smoke, which really shouldn't be, but those are smoking, then the din is that they cannot smoke Ben Hashmashes. In fact, anything which is Shaila from the Raisa, Bishul, Haitzah, Havah, is also from Ben Hashmashes to Ben Hashmashes. However, it's a Negeah and Issad Rabbanan, for instance, Hachana, just Hachana, setting the table, to wash dishes. So if you need the dishes for Ben Hashmashes, then you can be make up Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shmir Shabbos Kechasai. But from Ben Hashmashes for nighttime to wash dishes after Shkia for the night meal, which is after Tzeis HaKachavim, that, the Kuli Alma, that's also. To wash dishes from one day yantif to the next day yantif is asa. If you have a guy, a guy in the house, then the shittas are made to shayla and paiskim. If a chana is muta aydei akum, since going shayla to avana, if a chana is muta from one end of aydei akum, let's say it's yontif. So the ashitas are meko. The pimigadim is meko. You're allowed to do it. And kisemachan pimigadim. That's only from the first day yontif to the second day yontif. So let's say I have a guy in the house. The first day yontif on Wednesday. So you should not. If Tadara wash the dishes, you need it for Wednesday night. So the ashitas are meko. Be meko. The only shayla would be the second day yontif. Let's say the guy to come the second day yontif. Can she wash dishes on second yontif and doing it so you shouldn't have to be after yontif, you shouldn't wash the dishes yourself then. You want the dishes to be done already. So the din is that's also machlokes hapaiskim. There are more shittas than machmir then because it's not letzorech yontif. If someone wants to semach on the shittas mekirim, is yalata.
Do you have to stop her if she does it?
You should stop. According to those shittas than machmir, you have to tell her stop it. Then you have to for the husband, because a lot of times the husband has to do it then. Okay.
Second day for Shabbos,
when
the
guy grew a second day, cooked something. What do you mean?
Second day, Yantar, a Shabbos? Thursday,
you have 30
days. So
what
do you want
to do Thursday for a couple of weeks? That's for sure, sir.
Why?
That's for sure, sir. Okay. Huh? Why should we not? You can't carry too far, you know what I mean? Going too far already. All right. Huh? What do you mean yeshivas? That's on Tzarech Rabim. Moshe, we allow Moshe in the yeshiva. There's hundreds of people diving there. So we allow them to wash the floors on Yontif, even though it's a share of the Raisa. But it's in the Tzarech Rabim. Tzarech Rabim is a different halacha. Alright.
If it's a messy house, you have a don't have to
push
whatever is piling up, is that a different idea?
No. Still stuck. No. Mm-hmm. Not for that day, you can't. Alright.
Smell.
Let's say
smell.
It's a grasha ray. When you go now, hichas chazyantiv. Grasha, huh? No, it means to say, he means using the wrong word. Because it smells a lot, so it's a tzarech hayayim. That's what he means to say. It attracts flies or bugs or so on, it's a tzarech hayayim. Alright. Let's say you have something in the freezer. You have chicken in the freezer. And you want it for the second night of yantiv. The first day, Wednesday night. Cook chicken. You have cooked chicken, you prepare everything for Yontif. And now you have cooked chicken in the freezer. Now if you're going to wait till Wednesday night, the second night of Yontif, it's going to take a long time to defrost. And you need it for the meal. So Shailas, can I take it out the first day Yontif and second day Yontif? It's a Shailas for Machana, because you're not going to eat it. So the eighth of the pipes can speak out is, the best thing to do is take it out the early afternoon, and take it out so it's not nicker. So there's a chayadam that's make it's not nicker, it's okay. However, other parts can disagree with the chayadam, and they say the best thing is take it out early afternoon, but eat a little bit of it. If it's peace, eat a little bit. So it's a tzarech hayayim, and therefore, to avoid the problem from a chana from one day next day to the next day, Yontif.
Eat it up so I can feed my kids early.
No, what?
My kids eat
during the daytime, there's no problem. Then that's okay, that's a tzarech hayayim. Even though the rest of the chicken is going to be eaten by adults, well, if you take all one package, you take it out, then it's okay. Let me. I have so much to say. Let me.
Even though you have other chicken.
What?
Even though you have other chicken.
Yes, even though you have other chicken. Yes. All right. What? It says the shas etchak. So you have your life. It's a shas etchak. That's your meal for the night time. Achila, you should take out before Yontif. Right. It's all shas etchak. All right. Let's say water in a percolator. So I say, yeah, for that day. Now, certain percolators, when you put water in there, let's say a percolator that says it's almost empty. A lot of people drink coffee, tea, and so on. So there's not much water left in the percolator. And you want to have the water for that day, so you want to add some cold water into the percolator, so you should have hot water ready for you. Now, certain percolators, when you put in cold water, a light goes on, a light goes off. Depends what type of you have. But a light does turn on or off immediately. So the question is can you get cold water to it? So then it's not allowed to. If you know a light's going to go on immediately, then it's a problem. If it's gone later, if the water cooks up and light goes on, that's no problem. That's a grumma. But if something happens immediately after, then it's taka asa. So therefore, let me finish. finish. We'll finish. One second. Let me finish. So, what's the eitzah? There are two eitzahs what to do. One eitzah to do is to cook water, take that pot of water, cook water, let the water be hot. And then you pour it into the percolator, it's going to stay status quo. That's one eitzah. The second eitzah is to do how they do it. Let's say if it shits in the house, or the guy doing it, so the psikresha, amir lakum psikresha, then we'll be okay in such a case. What's your question? Lights on, so you put in the cold water, it goes off. Yeah. Alright. Huh? She tried out during the week. I mean, usually you should know. You might not know, your wife will know. Okay. Huh? Alright, okay. Alright, now we'll discuss about turning on stoves and electric stove and gas stove. First of all, gas stoves. It used to be on all the time that people had pipe lights in their stoves. So pipe lights, no problem. You could turn on the stove with chatzchila, because extending this is creating a flame. Because no savor on yantav, no it's creating. But once you have a pipe light, so you turn on the gas, you make it higher, you can make it, then there's no problem. Today, most stoves today, at least not the commercial ones, the ones that are at home, usually do not have pilot lights. They're pilotless. So to turn it on Yantif, there's an Issa of Meilad. So what's the Issa? If someone wants to turn on another burner, or the burner went out for whatever reason, it's got to turn on a burner before Yantif, what's the Issa? The Issa is you turn on a little bit before it ignites, you take a match, a flame from somewhere else, and then you put it on by the gas, then it lights up without using the electric ignition. Let me finish. All right, that's in the game with the pipeless, and then that's to turn it on. To turn lower a gas on Yantav is a big machlokes afayskim. If Shlomo Zalman holds, you now have to lower a gas on Yantav. Once it's higher, they can lower the Issa Kiboy. There's an Issa Kiboy. And you now have to lower it. So according to him, if you want to have different levels, what you have to do is you have to keep all four burners. And so each of you can move the pot to one place to another place. However, Rav Moshe, Nosso Chatas Yankim, and other places can disagree, and they hold that you're allowed to lower it and higher it, you're allowed to lower it also Tzarech Nefesh. There's one Afkamina. As long as it's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, you're allowed to even lower it also. Or Mishabu seems to hold like in between. You say the Shemi is Kalko, that if the flame is too high, the food's going to burn, then you're allowed to lower it, there's no Issa Kiboy. Ladina, you can say Mechanashitas Hamakilim. That's the gas stove top. The electric stove tops, there are a number of different types. There are ones that run, that has like a button, and you turn it, there's a switch. And it makes clicks going high to change it. You now have to change it on Yantif. Most of them work on a thermostat. That means you set, let's say, it's at 300. So when it gets to 300, it goes off. So when it's on, you can make it higher. When it's off, you can make it lower. And you can even shut it off then. When you shut it off then, it has to be, you have to do a karachayat. Huh? You want that thermostat? Sure. Yes. Depends what type you have. Depends what type you have. Alright. The gas ovens, you're allowed to, according to most Paiskim, besides the Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to make it higher and lower, the Tzarech Nefesh. He has how he can make it lower. All electric ovens run on a thermostat. So let me finish. When it's on, you can make it higher. And when it's off, you can make it lower. Now the problem is the newer type ovens today run with a digital. The ones that run with digital is a serious problem. In other words, it tells you the heat, the temperature. It runs digital. So once it runs digital, then you cannot make it higher and lower on Yontif. Now, let me finish. The Star K came out with an oven that on Yontif, it's called a gram on Yontif, that you're allowed to make it higher and lower. However, since the most price game it is asa. Once you set it before Yantif, inside the oven, you set it, let's say at 300, you have to leave it at 300. You can't change it to higher or lower, because it does something electrically, and therefore, so most places can disagree with the Star K with their psak. And therefore a person should not, on Yom, to have the type of sake type oven, he should not turn it higher and lower on Yom Tov. I'm talking about what? If there's such a gram is okay or not. Right. Yeah. Right. It's fine, but this type of grammar it's the alta because something happens right away. It just doesn't. Alright. Let's not argue now.
A pilotless gas oven. You said that it's oil on when you turn it on?
A pilotless?
Pilotless gas
oven. Yeah.
Why do you say oil on? What about the electricity of creating the spark?
The noise is havara. And yet there's noise havara. It's only shadow from noilet. Noilet
on what? On the fire or the spark?
I'm making the flame. It's through the spark. It's making the flame. Yeah. All right. Further. No. All right. Now take hot showers. Take hot showers on Yom Tov. What?
South Indian already.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Pilotless gas stoves, the burner tops turn on because there's a spark that comes in, like, as soon as you turn it to the on position.
Yes.
That's the very first position.
Not all of them. Not all of them. It doesn't happen right away. You have to get to a certain level, then. But if you turn it a little bit, and it doesn't spark it, then you can take a match and put it there.
If it turns to the spark first, you cannot turn it on.
Right. Yeah, right. Yes. All right. Take hot showers on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the din is to turn on the hot water to wash panav yad or aglav, to use hot water. The din is, it is mutter. Now there's a machloikas in the price, or use hot water to wash dishes also mutter. There's a machloikas of paiskim, if Shah Mekhaim is Shabaguf, are allowed to wash on Yom Tov or not? Shah Mekhaim is Shabaguf. The din is that there's a machloikas Mishtabur and Al-Hashukhan, it's a machloikas Mishainim, but the din is a machloikas. The Al-Hashukhan holds, when it says Pana Yad Raglav, is Dafka Pana Yad Raglav. However, to wash different kinds of goof, you're not allowed to wash anyantif. Even to me, to the body, you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says, when it says Pana Yad Raglav, he says in Bialacha, it says Lav Dafka, even if it's the different parts of your body. You want to wash your underarms, you want to wash different parts of your body, as long as it's not Reva Goof, the din is, you're allowed to wash it. But you can't wash it in the shower. You can't stand in the shower and do it. You can wash by the sink and wash yourself then. Because the shower has been like merchats, and the Xeris Machatzois is on Yom Tov also. However, to wash the whole body in hot water, that the kuliyam is asa. And even though today, why? The Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Yud Aleph, the reason is because not Shiva, it's not Sirah Shavu Chol Nefesh. What does Sirah Chol Nefesh? The Chayyah today is, many people do take showers. Some people take everyday showers. So why is Nashim Chol Nefesh? The din is, the Chayr Halacha should change. So, first, a number of things. I once asked this of Yashiv. So he told me that, first, I'll tell you, say this is wrong. First, I asked of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos of Lagul Tzachin, is Shavu Chol Nefesh, not Chol Shol Nefesh, in the Shmir Shabbos Chasa, in the, he blights the Tzachin. So I asked him, what does he hold the Dina? Because he didn't say track over there. So he says, but Dina, Vishnev Shekhana, Pani Ava Radam, and that's it. You can't wash, you can't take a shower. That's what he told me clearly. You're not allowed to. But Dina, you have to wear Sosa Shekhana, and it's Asa. I always said, Shekhana, it's only for Pulbi Alma. But he wasn't talking on Loch HaMaisa. Loch HaMaisa yells Asa. I asked, Vishnev Fisher, told me it's Asa. I asked, Vyashiv, I asked, Vyashiv, the Chayyot, the Hank, at the front especially, they all say, Shekhana, you take a shower every day. So he looked at me, he says, is that American? He says, in China and in India, they said, but they probably take a shower once a chaydish, they say. So he said, you can't in America, you can't really look at the whole world, That's what he told me. We're making.
Yes. Why is the shower worse than to go to a mikveh?
The mikveh is supposed to go in and out, but it's called tefillah, it's not mechitza. There's a difference, two things. Avner Nezer says, the reason why you're allowed to go to mikveh on Yom Tov, on Shabbos also, is it's called tefillah, not mechitza. So it means when you go to mikveh, you can't sit there and schmooze there for 10 minutes in the hot water. You go in and out. That's what you have to do. If you stay there, that might be mechitza and tzatza. Even on Yom Tov. Even the Devar Chaim who's back with the hot water, it's only tefillah, but not mechitza. Mechitza is worse.
The person have to be aware of what kind of hot water heaters they have.
Really?
The hot water heaters have
pilot
lights.
So? By the way, you mentioned me something now. A lot of my education comes from the Shilas. So lately, the newer houses, what the today, that the whole thing is hot water boiler.
It's
okay. 1 second. So it's going to come irrelevant soon. Because now they have called instant ha'ida. Now, if you don't have regular hot water, as soon as the water comes, it cooks it on Yom Tov. Then you're going to have serious problems even to wash dishes then. There'll be serious problems. Because it's a self-electric, it's a shiloh from Mavi, saying that a
moment. But even some of the water tanks that have water tanks,
yeah,
more higher efficiency ones, they run on electric. It turns on and off the fire.
That's a serious problem. Okay. All right. So we're trying to get to it. However, all we're talking about hot water. What about taking a freezing cold shower? Let's say it's a shavuos. This year shavuos won't be so hot. But sometimes shavuos could be 90, 95 degrees, and your mom is schwitzing. Some people are very uncomfortable. What you're allowed to do is to take a freezing cold shower. That's the only thing you can do. You can't turn on the hot water to take out to chill. You talk about it, it's Mokum Sayach. The Mishabur seems to hold, the Moshe has a tshuva, it seems to hold that din is, then it's okay to take it. The Mokum Sayach is allowed to take it on, so someone surprised a lot is allowed to take a freezing cold shower on Yom Tov.
Yeah. Look at India, look at China and all that stuff.
Look at the whole world.
When do we look at Goyim? I mean, sometimes we look at Goyim since we don't. What's the...
Now's not time to talk about it. But it doesn't make a difference. However, I asked once of Yitzhak Silverstein. I asked him, you know, I figured, you know, maybe I'll get a heifer from him. So I asked him, Haifer Shavuot Chol Nefesh. I want to see what he says. So he told me like this. He says, to change around what Chazal say, you have to be a Rajba, you have to be Balei Taisis. You see, right? Shavuot, Shahin to Shavuot Chol Nefesh. But we're not the ones to say Shavuot Bizman Azer. Marshal, he's fine, he gave me a marshal. Taisis says that you're not allowed to play with musical instruments, because Shem is Sagan Klishir. Today, no one plays Bizman Klishir. So we ask for different reasons. But when Mai says Taisis, the Balei Taisis say, today's different. So he says, we can't do it. Taisis, Balei Taisis, a Rajba could say it. Today, once Chazal says it's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh, even though today it comes Shavuot Chol Nefesh, then it doesn't change. Then I asked the Shaila. We have a few seconds. I asked the Rashi. I saw I got him. I asked him. Rebbe, according to you, how come in Shulchan Aruch says that smoking on Yom Tov is considered, according to many places, in Shavuot Chol Nefesh? And I saw a tshuva of it for you, I asked him, saying, today it changes. You know, it's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh anymore. So I see Shavuot Chol Nefesh you couldn't play around with. So I asked him, so I thought maybe I had a good kasha. So he smiled at me and he says, that's what Achman, Nish Lekula. Yeah, all right. Huh? But it's Zeres Chazal. Zeres Chazal. Yeah, it's Zeres Chazal, you can't change it. All right. All right. The Shaila is you're allowed to cook from a Chal Shabbos. The Mishabur and Tovkuf Yudbeis says you're not allowed to cook for someone who's not Shem Shabbos. So maybe to invite guests who aren't religious, you know, if they don't drive, their neighbors or someone, you invite them to your house, should be a problem. However, most Paiskim argue on Mishabur, and it could be Mishabur is also Maida. Could be we should talk about someone's Bechal Shabbos, the person is not Tin Shanishba. But Tin Shanishba, there's a true Mechaz Yitzchak, Shlomo Zalman says in a number of places, he says, if it's a Tin Shanishba, the din is, you're allowed to invite them for Shabbos next city Yisraelim, and it's not, and you're allowed to cook for them on Yom Tov. You're allowed to warm food for them on Yom Tov. The only Shaila is, if someone's a potential Geir or Geiris, they want to come and see what a Yom Tov is. To invite them for a meal, It's a serious shayla. Can they come for a meal? I tell them if you have to invite them for the first meal on Yontif. Let's say Yontif is just here. It's Monday, Thursday, Tuesday night, invite them for the meal because all the food is prepared for before Yontif. So no problem. When you invite them for a lunch meal or for a second day Yontif, the night or daytime, then you have to warm the food there for them. And then it says, the Gemara says in Baya, the Chem Eloi Nachri, the Chem Eloi Akam, you're not allowed to cook for Goyim. So if you invite them, then you have a serious problem of what to eat. And if someone has that problem, she asks on a personal basis, there are a number of aces. Okay.
Can you invite them and not specify them?
Huh?
Can you say, come on a day meal,
you don't tell me day sugar, any day sugar, come any day sugar. So you shouldn't do it, because you're going to be, you're going to pay, you might prepare for them. Now also. Okay. Huh? Even Miram is not. Alright. What? Warm it up also. Yeah. Right. Because you move it warm, you put it to extra for them also.
So it's even for the maid.
Huh?
He has to shift to the house.
The maid is different. The maid is, it says, it's, you know, the maid is different, it says in Shechonon. Not Mizanus Alech, because you don't cook extra for them. Alright. So, Bayer. Now we're talking about Bayer. Bayer and Shabbos, we know, you need three conditions. Ayachim to have Silas, good from bad, ask me for the altar for me to use. And you're now to boy the keli. What about Yontif? On Yontif, mechatchila, it should be eichel b'tech b'sailas. Unless the mechaber says that it's a techa to do eichel b'tech b'sailas, then you're allowed to take b'sailas from eichel. If it's a techa, for instance, watermelon. Sometimes certain watermelons have a lot of pits in there. You don't like pits, so it's a techa day. They always constantly spit out the pits. So then you ask for Yontif, you're allowed to take out the pits. If it bothers you a lot. La'alta. Do you have to do la'alta or not? Pasha, Shulchan Aruch, Vaisais. If it's for Isa, Yayim, it's okay. It doesn't mean you don't need la'alta. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say, Yashemayim, L'chatchila, Shemayim, do la'alta. But if it's inconvenience, it's then it's Mutim L'chazman. For instance, down to this case, it'll be setting the table. To set the table has to be, if you do a wave butter, has to be right before the meal. But let's say a woman wants to go to shul, she wants to go to yiskah, she wants to go to daven. So she wants to set table so when the men come home, right away they want to eat the meal. So then you're allowed to set the table early also, on yantar. The kli, to do by the keli, the chatzili shimachma on yantar also. However, if it's yesh binyach, let's say a strainer, the only way you can separate is through the strainer, then you can be mekel. If it's with that suda, then it's okay. But l'chatzchila, you should try to be machmer. For instance, let's say a fly falls in the soup in the drink. You still want to eat the drink, have the drink, or have the soup. The then is you have to take out the fly. But l'chatzchila, what you do is take some of the soup along with it, because it's easier to do that. Or fats from the meat. They take up salas from the fats from the meat. You should take up some of the eichel with the good pie with it also. So if it's yashin yacha, then you could be mekel them to strain it. All the halachas of bayit that we make on Yontif is only menageya food. Well, again, let's say toys or anything not food. Let's say, for instance, the children are playing. They're a bunch of toys and they're all mixed up. So the housewife, what she normally does, separates each one's own box. But do that on Shabbos and Yontif, then according to everybody, that's also. It's called bayit. It's a deraisa. You're not allowed to. She used a pela on Shabbos. Here's a pair on Shabbos, there are three shittas. Some people hold that Asa derives Boy Bekele, you now have to use a pillar on Shabbos. It's Asa derives because you're being Boyer. Other Paiskim hold, if some Zaman holds, it depends if the pill is right lachil or not. If it's something like a pill and apple. An apple, you can eat the pill. It's right lachil, so there's no way to Boyer. But something like a carrot, you don't eat the pill of the usually pill of carrot. You don't eat the pill on the carrot. So then the dinner is such a case, then it will be asa. That's a Shlom Zalman hole. Depends if the pill is Rai Lachil or not. But if it's Rai Lachil, it's like Eichem Tech Eichel. But if it's, you're not going to eat the pill, then it's Tech Eichel, so Eichel, you do Mikaeli, it's asa. Rav Moshe, and plus, Rav Yankiv Kamnetsky, they both paskin that a pill is Amesa, Zeg Amesa. And on Shabbos is Mutal Chatzchila. On Yontif, even the Shit is the Amachmer, I make on Yontif to use a pill. So you have to use on Yontif, because it's not made for Zman Meruba. to strike a match. Yeah.
Sorry, does the rock know what a French press is?
French what?
Press. Yeah. Okay. Basically, it's a tube or a pot where you put hot water and coffee grounds to leave it for a bit, and you push down the strainer.
I don't know what it is. You have to show it to me.
I'll
tell
you. Okay. I have to answer for Yontif.
To strike a match on Yontif is Isser Nylon. However, how do you light up a match? You can take existing flame and you can take it from there. Let's say you have you don't have a flame there, but you have if you have a gas stove, you can take a match to the gas stove. Let's say you don't have an electric stove. If the electric stove is, the coils are red hot, you can take a match and put against it. What about if there's not, if it's cooking, it doesn't get red hot? Well, your mom can burn your finger on it. You have an electric stovetop, you can burn your finger on it. So that is a Shailon Paiskim. I asked this once from Moshe, and he told me it's a Kaya Ha'esh, and you'll have to put a match against it. That's what he told me.
Even if it's not red hot?
Even if it doesn't, you don't see it's red hot. Well, let's say put it against a pot, ignite against a pot, that's also to do it on Yontif. But to blow out the match, the blow out match is also. To use time clocks on Yontif to move around the time clocks, Ramosha has two tshuvas in the fourth chelik of Chaim. He says you're not allowed to move a time clock. He holds the b'chol, use time clocks to move it on Yontif, you're not allowed to. It's like you're doing it right away. So turning on a light, turning off a light, you can't do anything. However, Chazainish and Shlomo Zalman hold that you're allowed to move a time clock, it depends. Now, we're talking the ones that aren't digital. We're talking ones that you usually have that's in a socket, or you have it by a lamp, and there's pins there. You move one place to another place. So if its light is not on yet, you're allowed to move it either way, forward or backward on Yontif. However, if the light's on already, according to most Paiskim, you're allowed to let it go off later, but you can't be magnet to go off earlier. But the ones that run on digital, that is also in all circumstances.
What about taking out the pins?
Huh?
Not moving it, just taking out the pins. Let's say the light is on.
Yeah, to keep it on longer. Yeah. You want to set it, just put it. Right, that's okay, it's for sure okay. Right.
And to make it go earlier, you can, of course.
If it's on already.
If it's on already.
Right, yeah.
What about Malach Halidi and Chinook having a three-year-old?
You can use children. If it's a gear of chinuch, then for sure you're not allowed to. The worst person to use is a child, because over there it's a pasuk of Torah. Ata bimcha mitecha. You know what? It's a child from the rices. You can't let your own children do malachas for you so fast, unless it's a tzarech them also. All right. To light candles on Yontif. To light candles on Yontif is at Shabbos. Normally, a housewife, when she really lights the candles, and then afterwards she says, right, the candle, then she says the bracha like the Asher Shabbos. On Yontif, do you do like Shabbos or not? It's a machlokes ha'paiskim. Rav Avraham holds, just like on you do an Erev Shabbos, first you light the candles, then you make the bracha, who had in Yontif also. However, most paiskim argue on Rav Avraham, and that's what Mishmu says, most paiskim argue on the Rav Avraham, and you do the opposite. Normally, you first make the bracha, and then afterwards you light the candles. And the concern is, those who, what most people do is they light first they make a bracha, they light, then you can't blow out the match, because when you kabbal Shabbos and Yontif, you kabbal with the bracha. So if Shlomo Zalman says, when you kabbal with the bracha, then the din is that then you can't blow out the candle then. You can't blow out the match then. You can you have to let it burn out by itself. Shechiyanu, when you light candles, Shechiyanu, you say Shechiyanu, all Yom Tovim. Except the last days of Pesach. The first days of Sukkot, last day of Sukkot, Yontif Ne'atzmai, the last days of Sukkot. Shavuos, both days, you make a Shechiyanu. Just the last days, and the first days of Pesach, you make also a Shechiyanu. But not the last days of Pesach. Now, normally when a woman lights candles she lights her Erev Shabbos, the dinner she can make it tonight. Let's say it comes 20 minutes for Shkia, like candles, they're not ready yet, so they're allowed to make it tonight, but they're not Mekabel Shabbos yet. And maybe allows them to do Melacha. However, on Yontif, you can't make it tonight. Because once it says Shechiyanu, it's a Kabbalah for Yontif, and it's too late. And especially Erev Kippur, it's negated a lot, because a lot of times a woman will drive to shul, or she'll carry her mouth to shul, so you have to be careful about that. On Erev Yontif, when do you light? An Erev Yontif, the Shailim Paiskim, when do you light? When do you light Erev Yontif? Some Paiskim hold, you light Erev Yontif. The Chazaynish and Erev Shlom Zalman held, you light at the Zman of Lachas Neres. Just like my 5 minutes before Shkia Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif do the same thing also. However, Chassam Sofer and Matafan says you should light right before Sudas on the first night, because you could light the candles then. It's Yontif. You should light right before the Suda. The minig ha'adam is like the first, like the Chazaynish and Shlomo Zalman. And Yontif Sheni, even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to light ready when it starts getting dark outside, even by Shkia time. However, today, since we have lights, the consensus of all Paiskin, you're now to light the Yontif Licht for that night for the meal. You're now to light only after Seisa Kachavim. Now, normally, Halacha is, we all know where Halacha, if a woman forgets to light candles on Erev Shabbos, the rest of her life, she has to air a candle. However, on Yontif, and what's the Betam Knas? However, on Yontif, Moshe and Rabbi Yashiv hold that the Knas was only said on Shabbos and not on Yontif. So light candles for Yiska. Let me finish. Light candles for Yiska. There's big Shaila and Paiskim. What's the Shaila? Because you have to, when you light something, an Eish on Yontif, you have to have an offerment. You light Yiska, you put it in the, some people put it in Shul, some people have it by the, they have the stomach, they don't have an offerment. So it's not, let me finish. So you have to have an offerment. So if you just keep it there, and you have regular lights in a dining room, living room, you're not an offerment. So what's the Eitz, and the Shaila, it's not Tzarech Oysa Yayim, it's the Shaila from being over, and Issa Daraisa. So what's the Eitzah? And the Tzav Sefer, the Halacha being down, the Tzav Sefer, it's a big Shaila. It's not called Tzarech Mitzvah. So the Eitzah is to take, if you light these Yotei Licht on the second day Yontif, what you do is carry the Licht into a bedroom where it's dark and use it a little bit. You know, we get undressed, or use it a little bit, and then you can bring it back into the dining room, put it back. As long as you have some tashmishmir for Yontif, then it's okay. Let me finish. However, the best thing to do, and Baruch Hashem, now they started making for 48 hours. They make a Yotzei Licht that's for 40. You put on Erev Yontif ready, the last 48 hours, so you have it for the time of Yiska. So that's the best thing to do. And Baruch Hashem, all the stores over here, they already sell the ones of 48 hour type candles. What's your problem?
When there's a
shama,
gives you unbelievable hanor in your
That's not the hanor. That's not the hanor Chazal talking about. That's not. It's a no ruchti. It's not a no gashmis. It has to be gashmis. Yeah. If it's at night time, yeah. Yeah, but as long as they use the Yotzei Licht, that's a Tzarech Oysa Yayim. That's also nature. Yes, that's also nature. Yeah.
Does the union of Sheva Shavuos mean to fight to women that they should adopt the light? All women should adopt the light? Have to say
no. No. What? What?
Make sure that that'll be there to relight.
If that's a Tzarech Oysa Yayim, then it's okay. All right. To carry on Yontif, we mentioned in the beginning of the year, the Rambam says, Al Simchas Yontif, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. Even though it's Efshe Lasis Merv Yontif, you don't have to. You can carry on Yontif itself. But it's only Mutta, the Tzarech Oysa Yayim, for that day Yontif. Let's say, you carry Wednesday, you're allowed to carry for Wednesday. But to carry from Wednesday to Thursday, then you have it Issa D'Raisa. You have Issa D'Raisa, so that's Tzarech Oysa Yayim. What's in the Geya? Let's say you're diving in one shul. Let's say sometimes you stay up all night in the same place. You bring your towels there at night time. Wednesday night, Tuesday night, you'll bring your towels there. Now the question is, you finish davening, Wednesday, Thursday, you want to daven somewhere else. To carry home your talus in the talus bag is also, because you're carrying from one day Yontif to the next day Yontif. You have a Issa D'Raisa. People don't even think about it. The only Eitzah is to wear the talus. If you wear a talis, then that's a mabush then. Then it's okay then. But to carry in a bag, you're not allowed to. But let's say sometimes some people do, one day you have to eat by one family, by one in-laws, by parents, and by in-laws. So one of the ones, what usually to do is to go for mincha time. So they carry along the nightgowns and pajamas, they carry things they need for nighttime. You're not allowed to. That's Issa Zashayla, from Issa Daraisa. A master. A master, you carry a master to shul, you only can take it home if you can use it for mincha. If you're not going to use it for mincha, then you carry tashuk, you don't need to take it out of your hand. So it's not called carrying. And use it for, as long as it's still in your hand, you're allowed to carry it. No, I mean, you put it down. Then once you put it down, then you can't carry it. All right. Huh? Yeah, tashish can do benishmosh. Right. All right.
What about
I'm trying to get to it. Give me a chance. All right. you mentioned about keychain. All right, we'll talk about keychain. You have a lot of times that you're a bunch of keys together. You have to take off, let's say sometimes you have your car keys on the keychain, you have your house keys, you have your office keys and so on. You have to take off before Yantif. You have to take off all the keys you don't need for that day, because you're allowed to carry the keychain only what you need for that day Yantif. And if you don't need it for that day Yantif, you can't, you're either, according to many Paiskim, you're either said to Isaac because you can't shalay tzarechay sayayim. And it's takasa. What you could do, what happens if you got to take it off? There's a whole shot how you can take it off. Because why? Because it's muksa. And how do you take it off? So if you have to take it off, you have to take off only the key you want and leave on the keychain the keys you don't want. So now you only top the keys you want. That's the thing to do if you got to take it before Yantif. Same thing to carry. Let's say sometimes a woman has a baby in a carriage. In the carriage, by the time you have a bag there. You have extra things in there. You don't need it for that day. You can't miscellaneously. You don't use it. To go walking on Yantif, a place where there's no Erev, then they'd be carrying on Yantif. It's not, you can't carry on Tzarech HaSei Yayim, and it's Tak also then.
What do you have with your bris?
Huh?
When the rub has a bris?
I bring that bag before Yantif.
And you leave it there?
I leave it there, yeah.
Do you ever have any other bris?
Huh?
Second,
if I would have it, first I have two sets of kalim, so no problem.
Okay. First?
Huh? Yes.
Diaper bag that most stuff you need, but the whole thing is, you know.
You're only allowed to carry what you need for that day, Yom Tov. That's it.
Your one key that you need, you take it from the bus, and then you carry back, after Mari, you come back the next day already.
Good question. Can I carry a key by mincha time, and need it for night time? Not Pasha. The Art Paiskim, Mr. Krell says you're not allowed to. He writes that you can't even carry a house key. It's not Tzarech HaSayim. You leave the house, you're carrying the key, it's not Tzarech HaSayim. So other Paiskim want to say maybe it's Mutter because you'll be nervous the whole time. It's Tzarech right now. Because if someone's going to go into the house, it's the closed door's not locked. So some call it Tzarech HaSayim. But the Maestro, the Ashit is the Machma. That's why it's good to have, in a house, have these Shabbos locks. And you don't have to carry keys, so it avoids all problem of keys.
It's not why you would tell people to
carry keys. Huh?
It's not the same as like holding a mask when you have keys in your pocket.
No, you put it in your pocket. It's not like a holding hands. No, it's not.
Right. Why does it have to be holding the whole time? You didn't even take a key at all.
Some people say the wise home is taka shouldn't be. Taka should not. There's no way. You're not going to do it. That's it. Right.
Someone is bringing a bottle of wine the second day after dinner. Can they can't bring the show beforehand. The wine is here to drink it.
Yeah. I mean, did we give you gifts at night time, you mean?
Yeah, they're going to the second day after dinner, and
yeah.
They bring it to show, a minute of time.
No, it's not
so. They could drink it at any time.
Yeah, but the thing is a gift, they're not going
to
give half a bottle. Drink it before you answer, that's all. All right. The din is chayv adam l'mashish b'kisei. First, to check his pockets before Shabbos. That's halacha in Rishon Beis. Clear halacha. You have to check your pockets. Should be carrying. Who are then the person speak out? You should check your pockets every Yantar also, because you're only allowed to carry things that you need for only the tzayach al tayyim. there's something you might need. For instance, tissues, a handkerchief. Sometimes you might need it. That's called a tzarech hayom, and that's okay to carry then. Not finish much. Just carry for that day. Take out the garbage. Taking out the garbage on Yontif. It's not tzarech hayom. It's a grash array. So chatzchila, the best thing to do to be yotzer all shitas. The best thing to do is if you have a lot of garbage, you have a lot of guessing, you have a lot of garbage. The best thing to do is take the garbage bag and you can keep it in the, if you have a garage, keep it in the garage. If that doesn't work out, then bring the garbage can into the backyard, because to carry into another shift into the alley or to carry outside in front of the house is the shayla is not tzarechayim, because you don't want it here. So that's the whole shayla price can be allowed to carry on that. So therefore, the best thing is to either put it in the garage if you have a garage, or put the garbage can into the backyard. Then you can put the garbage in there on Yontif.
Could
a
shiksa take it to the garbage?
A shiksa is okay.
Look,
yeah.
Take it out of the house. You cannot put it on the animal.
Who says you should walk with it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I said it's not a chatzchila. It's a whole shayla and paiskin. It's not a chatzchila. It's the best thing to where I said. Okay. Muksa. Muksa on Yontif. Normally, to move a lamp on Shabbos is a whole machlokes. A paiskin, you're allowed to move a lamp on Shabbos. A regular lamp. A lit lamp is a whole shayla. Can you move it on Shabbos or not? Somehow, it's a basis davasa, just like can't move a leichter, you can't move a lamp. Reb Shlomo Zalman or Moshe holds the lamp is a krishim lachalisa on Shabbos. You're allowed to move it. It's all good. You want to see better, you're allowed to move it. If it bothers you, you can't sleep. Then you to move it away, then you can't. However, in Yontif, since Esh is muta on Yontif, so a lamp has a locha of krishim lachalisa, and you're allowed to move it. The same thing a leichter. A leichter normally is that you have candles burning. On Shabbos, he can't move it. It's a basis of Asa, he can't move it at all, even so it's good for Mekaymai. However, Yontif and Esh is Mutter. So let's say you have a lactose in the Sukkah, after a meal, it doesn't come out on Shabbos, it's meal of the week, you'll have to bring the lactose into the house after the meal. You'll have to bring it in. Or let's say on Yontif, you want to change your tablecloth, you'll have to pick up the lactose to change the tablecloth. Normally on Shabbos, the halach is, you came to talk to Muksa. Let's say you have stuff frozen in the freezer. You have raw meat, raw chicken. You have the ice cream in the back. You can't take out the raw chicken, raw meat to get to the ice cream because you've been talk to Muksa. However, in Yontif, there's no shayla Muksa on raw meat chicken because you could cook it on Yontif. So if it's not still a Muksa and you're allowed to move or to get to the ice cream, get some food you want, you're allowed to do that on Yontif. Well, you could cook later. Last meal.
It's right.
All right. The open cans on Yontif. The open cans on Shabbos. We all know the Chatzchila. You should open cans before Shabbos. The Ramah says, just like on Shabbos, you can't open cans, on Yontif also. So Chatzchila should try to be machna to open cans before Yontif. Unless, let's say you're going to want to have something day Yontif, to open it, and there's not enough room in the refrigerator. So the chatzchila should open before Yontif, but if you can't, there's not enough room in the refrigerator, then you can send the chachal to open it on Yontif itself. On Yontif, there's halacha that you should, if someone likes wine, should drink wine on Yontif. Chatzchila, he should drink a beer contra Moshe. A person should drink at Simchas Yontif and Simchala B'yayin contra Tzimchaba. So a male person should have a beer Yayin. It means dafka, not dafka grape juice. It means Yayin Hamishtaka. So therefore, the person should try if he, unless the person is star. You know, like on Saturday night, he'll never drink wine, so he's in star also, so then he shouldn't, then he doesn't have to. But Simchas Yontif, he should drink Yayin. Basa. Many places are not to have basa on Yontif. So when you have basa on Yontif, it should be the chatzchila basa behemah, not basa aif. because it's zeichel mikdash. And also, a person should have a kazayis of it on yontif. I'm sure it's a lot of people are not to have milchik meals, so it's different in hagan. Some people have milchik, the whole suda is milchik. Some people have kiddush milchik, and then the suda is pleshik. And some people are knowing that they start the meal with milchik, then they wash their mouth. Clean their mouth and drink something, and then after they start eating fleshix. Each one should do according to their meaning. There's a chiyuv to have, just like on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv to have three sudas. So on Yom there's a chiyuv to have two sudas, one at night, one during the day. And also the halach is, if you get to say, we'd say on Shabbos, on Friday night or Shabbos morning, then you have to bench over. So on Yantim also, you're mechuyev to say Yalei Yavai. If you get to say Yalei Yavai, you have to bench over. There's a whole shayim of paiskim by Noshim. The Noshim have to say, if you get to say Yalei Yavai or not, even though Kiveka says you don't have to, but Shagisayim, most paiskim, the other paiskim today say, that if you get to say Yalei Yavai, a woman also has to bench over also. Also, when it comes to the meal at night, you should be hungry. Just like Erev Shabbos, you now have to eat a lot. You have to wait. You should be hungry for the meal. So also the first night of Yom Tov, also a person should be hungry. In fact, the person speak out even the second night Yom Tov. Also, you shouldn't eat too much in late afternoon, so you should be hungry for the night Suda.
Say until what hour you're not supposed to eat for the Shabbos?
Because you should be hungry for the suda at night. The Indian to go to a mikvah. Shor should go on to al zechel a mikdash. You first should go to a mikvah. However, you're not yet to a shower. Even though on Erev Yom Kippur, but the Erev Yom Kippur, the shower of Tishikavim, on Yantar has to be a kosher mikvah. So even a swimming pool, swim is a possible mikvah. So swimming pool, you're not yet to for someone for Erev Yantar. Erev Shabbos, yeah, but not for Yantar. Huh? I didn't say chiyuv. I said it's a nice thing to do. It's a shayla question. It's all about the mishmor on erev Rosh Hashanah. Bring it down. We're not knowing like that anyway. People do it early also. Yes, someone had a question here. No,
there's a Makabel Pnei Rabbo.
This, what?
Makabel Pnei Rabbo is my focus.
The shiur is sponsored by Rabbi Aaron Levitansky, Zecha Nishmas, Marisha Bas Yehuda Leib. Also, Nachman, you want me to say something?
What's your shibush? Are you doing your
shivushim? And night will be, well, I don't know what time it is. What time is the shiur?
Three.
It'll be on the Fnei Yivisit Mishal, very interesting subjects. Okay, next Sunday, we still have a shiur. We'll continue on the halachas we're talking about.
What?
I'm Bishop.